Tackle Box.
Well, that intro was fantastic. You might have heard it before, but we don't really use it a lot.
Isn't that right?
And this is Phil McLaughlin and Joey Reinisch, the creators of DestructoBox, and we are undertaking a new venture, the DestructoBoxcast, an audio podcast, no longer a video podcast. So this is the first episode of this experiment, and we're kind of interested to see how well it goes. I'd love to do it more often. I used to host a radio show in college.
I did not host a radio show in college.
We did know each other in college, though. did you listen to my radio show? Probably not.
I don't think I ever did. I know you were the Laughing Man. That's what I knew.
That was the name of my show, as a J.D. Salinger reference.
I just pretended you were on a radio show every time you talked to me.
That's why you just closed your eyes.
Yep, and close put on my headphones. Eyes every time. Yep.
Well, yeah, so this is hopefully going to be a regular thing. I think we, you know, the goal would be twice a month, shooting for half
twice
an
a
hour
month
of content.
Yeah.
That's probably reasonable. It's, you know, for everybody who's, you're obviously a fan of the show or have some sort of fleeting interest in us to be listening to it. It's a pretty limited crew behind the cartoon. It's Joey, myself, our friend Brian, who came on board within the last year.
Yeah, I think he started back on Pea Soup, might have been his first one, which
yeah.
To the Mondo folks may not make a whole lot of sense, but Pea Soup is when Brian first started helping us out.
You will be in for us quite an enjoyable experience when that happens.
Yeah.
But Brian does a lot of the character animation, and then Alex, who writes those awesome songs and is doing the interstitial sort of segment music and the box cast. And we've known Alex for a long time back in college as well. So it's a limited crew, and we try to turn over as much content as possible and sometimes stress ourselves out over it. And then we have to just kind of take a step back and remember that.
And realize these boner jokes are what is totally stressing us out right now.
Yeah, we'll have like really heated arguments about like, the sound effect that goes over a boner, and then we'll like be yelling at each other and hating each other, and then we'll just play it back and we'll be like, that's a cartoon erection, and our friendship is strained over it.
The box lunch boner reveal went through about 6 or 7 revisions before we finally landed on the sound effect mix that's in there now.
Yeah, and it's probably like 8 sound effects that make
we take boner sound effects super serious.
And nothing else though.
No.
That's priority number one is boner sound effects, and beyond that, it's you know, whatever just happens. We
if the boners sound good, they'll come. Wait.
That was that. Okay. So we're gonna kick off the box cast with some DB news.
News.
I feel official.
Yeah, this is
already
this is quality stuff right here.
Couple minutes in. So what is going on in the DBverse? Well, as you're probably aware, we recently signed on with Mondo to distribute our videos on YouTube. And that was a pretty big leap for us. We've been making this cartoon for 4 or 5 years, maybe.
4 or 5 years, man.
Yeah. I couldn't drink when we started making it. I don't think I've since consumed a lot.
So now I drink all the time since starting making it.
And they are related. but yeah, so it was sort of, you know, we viewed it as just a really nice step in getting the exposure online and getting more eyeballs on it. And then the people that like it, the people that don't like it.
Really, really don't like it.
But they still watch it, which...
That's fine with us, though. Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Sometimes it's more fun pissing a large group of people off than it is having them praise you, because the people that praise us are a lot less vocal and you know, just don't exist as much as maybe the people that hate us on Mondo. But anyway, so that's been the most recent big event, and I think taking it down a little bit, we now that we have a larger audience, we're really going to try to step up kind of the production value and quality of everything that we're doing, and really ramp up the creation of new content. I know people get frustrated because we're releasing a lot of our older stuff, but we are trying to go back and polish that up. I mean, a lot of that, like we said, we've been making this for 4 years, and some of the animation isn't as sharp, or some of the art isn't as clean. And some of the mixes aren't as great. We got better at this over the last couple of years.
Fun fact, when we first got into the After Effects game with the show, I was actually doing all the animation. And then when Brian started, I realized how terrible all that stuff actually looked. So these new releases, Brian has actually been going back and sort of making them look way better than I could have ever done with them. So the stuff that we were posting on Mondo is new, sort of had to remake every short. So that's kind of dipped into our production of new material. Really sorry about that.
Well, the good part though now is that we've gotten through a lot of the stuff that Brian had to go back and polish. And a lot of the more recent stuff Brian was on, and we were, you know, pretty far along in kind of our idea about what the show was and everything. So we're getting into some stuff now that's not really requiring too much of a polish. And so we've got, you know, I think 3 shorts currently in some various stage of the process. We have one that is leaving the animation stages and entering post. So I'll be getting that soon. I edit, all of the shows, and, I get to
video and audio edit.
Oh yeah.
Video and audio.
Double duty. We wear a lot of hats. I'm wearing at least 3 hats while we record this podcast. Yeah, so we've got a new one that's might be one of the more involved ones that we've ever done, on the animation side, I think.
Yeah, it's pulling a lot of weight. Not only is it another episode, but we're trying to introduce some new characters. Is that too spoilery?
No, I don't think so. Having that broader world and broader base of characters and really being able to kind of explore relationships and have a lot of fun with it is something that we really want to do. And we have kind of in our back pocket a lot of things that we've developed beyond what the show currently is. So we want to work towards that and get those in there.
I think what it really boils down to is we're finally ready to make some new sets. not reuse the same living room set every time.
Yeah, we got kind of called out for that a couple
times. Well, I mean, you know, the first 4 shorts, I think they all take place in the same living room, which is great for me. That doesn't bother me at all. It takes a lot of time to make a show that looks this bad. It's really surprising.
Yeah, it's the best looking, worst looking show that you'll ever watch. But yeah, so we've got a few new ones out. The one that's coming out that's entering post, we've got a script that's near lock stages.
Probably lock that up this week.
Yeah, we take a lot of, you know, we end up going through maybe at least 4 or 5 revisions of scripts before they get finalized.
I think Beard Ghost got up to 11 and a half versions.
That's the record right now, right?
I think that's the record, yeah.
It'd be funny to go back and revisit what the first draft of something looked like, but that would have no value outside of us, I feel. I don't know. Let us know if you'd ever really want to see that.
Dramatic reenactments of version 1.
We'll just add that to the database of DVD special features that we keep. As far as that goes, I don't know.
I would like to talk about the YouTube channel a little bit.
Okay.
I know we've kind of neglected it a little bit lately.
Unfortunately.
But I just want to let everybody know that we are very much still planning on things for the YouTube channel. And again, it's sort of been a side effect of jobs and getting old shorts ready again, but we have a lot of things we want to do with the YouTube channel. We just haven't really been able to do it, but we really appreciate you guys still subscribing, and we promise we'll make it worth your while. We're going to start posting video blog type stuff, little supplementary content and stuff like that. Our episodes can only actually be aired on the Mondo channel, but really think you'll have a good time. Subscribe to our channel. Maybe some nudity. Maybe
more than that.
But you know, there is a reason to still be subscribed to us. So be patient. We'll get there. I promise.
Yeah, we're blowing out all over the internet. That's the goal.
The goal is to spread ourselves as thinly as possible.
Yeah, lots of seeds planted, not necessarily tended to, but The Destructobox Friendster account and MySpace pages are thriving. But yeah, so that's the news.
News! News!
One of the other things that we really want to do with the Boxcast is get out some fun produced segments that we're going to make with us and friends, just to have, you know, another reason to listen in and get some varied content that you're not getting when you're watching the show, and not directly necessarily relating to specifically. But anyway, one of the first features of the Boxcast we would like to introduce you to is
Negative Comment Theater.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative Comment Theater.
That's a good theme song. How much should we pay for the theme song?
Oh, in lots of blowjobs. I banked those up a long time.
I must have missed that party. Think we should whisper to each other for the rest of this.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right, with Negative Comment Theater, we take comment threads from our videos on Mondo and reenact them for you with the YouTube users as the characters. It's going to be a lot.
We are definitely not bitter or anything.
Nope. keep
telling us exactly how you feel about all these hours of work.
And then keep... replying when people disagree with you, because it will provide us fuel for this.
Please just give us more content, guys. You guys are great.
I'm not going to compare this to anything else. Nothing else deserves the pain. Destructobox's humor takes too long to reach punchlines. It's stale nonsense, and I would seriously laugh more if this was a video of a Jewish Slinky who lived in Nazi Germany and had a tangle deficiency so he couldn't fall down the stairs.
Fuck off. Don't watch. Don't comment. It's not that hard. You just wasted like 50 seconds posting an unnecessary comment.
You're as ignorant as you are hypocritical. My post was a constructive criticism. It is necessary for progression of said web series. And to clear a matter up, I watch because I believe this has potential. I can find myself a small giggle in some of Destructobox stuff. I am hoping at some point it improves from primitive and childish humor. You are hypocritical because in saying for me not to comment because I don't like it, you have in fact commented because you do not like my comment.
Tool, Doctor. Fuck off, faggot.
Seeing as if it's too long, you will stoop to childish blocking your ears and exclaiming, la 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 la, I'm just saying this. You mad?
Ears on YouTube. Yes, I is mad, bro.
But you've commentated because you didn't like his comment towards you.
But I've never complained about commenting because you don't like something. I merely observed that he was being hypocritical by doing such.
But you would, and he commented. If you didn't disagree, you don't like it, you would have just let it drop, wouldn't you?
My exact point being, I did disagree. I commented in support of commenting because you do not like something. It was Ray2Yuri4 who complained against commenting on something because you don't like it. In doing so, he, she was in fact commenting because he, she did not like my post. Thus, it is a hypocrisy. I would further disagree, as I would not like to leave ignorance and hypocrisy run rampant through the internet.
WTF?
Elaborate, please.
I mean, what are you trying to say, you tard?
I'm sorry, an extremely vague phrase such as WTF, and it makes me remedial for not understanding the current context of a phrase that could refer to anything from my spelling to my terminology. And still, what are you trying to say is quite vague. What about my post confuses you? I will try not to make said mistake again if it should be pointed out. Thanks.
Just fucking forget it, because no one can understand you, because you speak like a robot.
The ignorance continues. I apologize if I use a large vocabulary in an organized and proper manner. For the record, robots that speak would not speak in this manner. Given current technology, they have the resources to identify and call the name of an object but not strike up intelligent speech. Smarter Child, Magic 8-Ball, Cleverbot, and etc. are not included as they are not robots. I'd say it's been nice talking to you, but you said nothing of merit, so just bye.
Hey, did you like it?
No, I didn't.
Negative Comment Theater.
Didn't sounded great.
That made me dizzy. You know, and not to offend, I'm sure he doesn't have a speech impediment.
Oh, okay.
If you really want to be a part of Negative Comment Theater, just log on to the old YouTubes, find our video on the Mondo Media channel, and just fucking hate on us. There, you could be in episode 2's Negative Comment Theater.
Just bait other people into arguing with you. That's the key.
Just the key is to talk about religion on a cartoon about dick jokes.
That's where God lives.
I think if we let each segment sort of die out and let the awkward spaces go get grown between.
Well, while you're on that YouTube commenting negatively about the show, why not cue up one of our videos for our next segment?
Commentary!
Talking about episodes. Episode commentary.
Episode commentary. Why wait for the DVD that hasn't come out yet?
No. We got to record a new one for the DVD so we can sell that.
That one will be intoxicated, and I'm sure some of these will be intoxicated as well.
Give us time for these.
When we do the drunken episodes, probably next week?
Wait, this week wasn't a drunken episode?
Not officially.
Oh.
So what is episode commentary, Joey? Is it exactly like it sounds, or is it something completely different?
Episode commentary is where we watch a video and then talk over it.
And ruin it for you. You know, like your friend that comes over to watch TV with you and then just talks to you the entire time your favorite show's on?
It's like that, only pretend it's a bonus feature.
Yeah. So dig through the Boxcast every week to find the one segment that you're really watching for. This week, what are we watching?
This week, we are going to watch Robot Beard the Pirate. So cue up your old Firefox or whatever.
Chrome. It's all about Chrome.
Cue up your Chrome. Go to the Mondo Media channel. Click Robot Beard the Pirate.
You're gonna want to let that LegalZoom ad load, or
I mean, Robert Shapiro has some important things to tell you.
We do use LegalZoom, though I can't endorse them because they haven't given us any money.
We've given them a ton of money.
They've given us
but
nothing.
But if they want to give us some back,
the only thing that they've given LegalZoom... us is Robert Shapiro leading into our videos.
LegalZoom, can you please give us some money back?
Yeah, that would be great. Just send it to Exploso Magico, LLC, Sherman Oaks, California.
Yeah, but yeah, please don't give my full address out.
3424.
If anybody wants to give Joey hugs or full-on body love, just send, yeah, just
hang
mail
out,
it
hang
to
out in his parking garage at night. So I've loaded up Destructobox Robot Beard the Pirate on the YouTubes.
Phil, I have as well.
So how are we going to make sure that they're playing this when we're playing it?
Well, we could probably have some sort of play sound. It would sound something like this. I didn't hear the sound.
I didn't either. What? Like this?
Magic of post? Did we do it?
No. I think we'll stick with this sound.
Okay, that sounds good. That one's better. Okay. All right. When you hear that sound, we will all click play, and you can follow along with this 2-minute masterpiece as we talk over it.
Insights into the episode specific to the commentary that you've never heard before and will blow your mind.
Okay, so I'm gonna click play when I hear that sound.
Okay.
Ready?
I like that Mondo opening.
Ah, that's cool. I made that.
This is a new opening, new to the Mondo releases with the curtain reveal. A little bit more of the Destructobox theme. Good old apartment building.
Apartment. Hey, pretty cool apartment.
What you doing? Playing Legos? Dude, come on.
People really like latched onto the Legos line.
I think in the rewrites, that one line sort of spun out and led us to what the end of the short ended up being. It was in the revisions, completely different initially. The pirate thing was not in there, I think.
No, it was not. Though the vibrating ramrod pull sort of gives away a little bit about the impending
what it was.
Doom.
The original version of the script, it was a little creepier and weirder than this got. But I think it was one of your drafts, the rewrite, started bringing in the pirate theme and the Lego stuff and made it way less creepy. like way less creepy.
And this episode actually is really what kind of helped us take off on Newgrounds. This was sort of our the first episode that we uploaded to Newgrounds that really, you know, got us
the first
in
front
the
page.
There, yeah.
First front page. Stop dressing my stuff up like pirates. First episode with Joey's room.
All pirates look like Jack Sparrow now. Pirates of the Caribbean has really rebranded pirating. Gotta love the modem sound effects.
Oh, thank God.
Initiate sequence.
Yep.
That's me with Phil's audio magics. And I think the inside of Robot Beard's chest is the most animation this show has had ever.
That insight into Phil's past, the 2 years in technical school, is really a layer that we don't explore with him a lot. Like this,
kind of forgot that exists.
This hidden intelligence that he just houses beneath a layer of apathy and just childlike enjoyment. There's the ramrod pull.
Oh.
And this token Joey scream.
That's how I sound every time I scream.
And there goes the end card. This has been episode commentary. That segment's over. That's going to be here every time that we do a box
cast. That's a really quick segment.
Probably one of the better ones that we've done. If you have any more questions about Robot Beard that were not revealed, or the answers were not revealed in the episode commentary, you can email those to boxcast@destructobox.com and just, you know, ask away. If there's something about Robot Beard, the episode, the making of it, the characters that you did not find out in that really in-depth commentary that we just gave.
Yeah, we'll make some stuff up and send it to you.
Exactly. Or we might talk about it on the show. You never know. Well, this has been a fun sort of quick thing
journey
that we haven't gotten around to until this point that we've talked about for years. Before we close everything up, though, before we wrap the show, I want to do the mailbag or mailbox, whatever Alex...
Ooh, that makes way more sense.
The mailbox. Let's open up the mailbox.
Pieces of mail stuck in a box. It's mailbox.
You might have seen on our Facebook fan page or on Twitter or heard us yelling in the streets for questions to be sent to the Boxcast email address. Do you have any of the questions from the?
I have several mailbox questions. Let's dive into a couple here. You can probably hear me clicking on the mouse. All right.
Wait, Joey. Open up the mailbox.
I'm opening up the mailbox.
All right.
Did you open it? Okay. Okay. So sorry in advance if we butcher anybody's names. I don't mean to. You guys are great. We love you. Let's see. First question from Mark Gadosh, courtesy of Facebook. It's a couple-part question. First, I want to hear about you guys, like where you met, where you captured Alex, how do you write episodes? Okay, so there's a couple to start off with. So talk about the Joey and Phil in real life origin story. So I think we may have breezed by that in the very beginning, but yeah. Phil and I met in college at Indiana University. I think it was in a music audio class, which is super important.
We had a class together and we majored in the same department in telecommunications, and we both did a little bit for the student-run television network, IUS TV, working on the branding team, which I believe Joey was heading up.
That was super successful.
Oh yeah. And then from that we hung out occasionally. I believe there was a summer that we were both around and I hung out with Joey and we watched the original Wicker Man, and he showed me an animated spot that he did for the network, and I said that should be a show.
Phil and I didn't like each other at the beginning. It was mostly work. We didn't really hang out.
Yeah,
we just, you know, we weren't whenever we needed something from each other. Yeah. So I mean, I talked to him a couple times. He's okay.
Yeah. Well, what was really nice is that I think from an early stage in the friendship / partnership, we realized that the other one had the complete opposite yet complementary skill set as the other one, as far as like the technical side of things. And then there was a crossover in all the right areas. So like our interest in comedy and writing bled over, and you know, the cartoon nerddom that we shared in. But Joey's, you know, an art and animation whiz, and I'm really into post and editing and, you know, sound design and stuff. So it just came together. It was a, you know.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
We also found out we both really like the nude singing scene from Wicker Man.
Oh, yes.
That was pretty cool. Everyone should watch it. Not the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man. You guys should go get the old one. Yeah. It's awesome.
And then maybe you can start an internet cartoon as well. what was the second part of that question?
Second part is, when did you capture Alex? Which may not make a whole lot of sense to... The reference may not make a whole lot of sense to new fans.
Well, we have a vlog up on the YouTube channel with Alex is in a
right,
cage.
Right.
Alex is a good friend of mine and became one of Joey's. And he is probably one of the most talented musicians that I know or know of. And
he's amazing.
And basically, you know, he's been doing music for me for a lot of my video projects and then for DestructoBox.
Did the original theme song, which is when it really felt like a show to me anyway.
And yeah, Alex is a great guy, lives in Louisville, pursuing music and keeps doing stuff for the show, which he will probably get famous way faster than us.
Please don't ever stop doing music for us, Alex.
What was the third part of that question?
Third part is, how do we write episodes? And subpart was, how do we come up with characters like Bear Warrior, Robot Beard, etc.? So, I don't know. I think most times when we write, it starts with one of us has sort of a seed idea and just gets it down on paper. But a lot of our rewrites just bounce back and forth through email. It's like, hey, Phil, I got version one of this. What do you think? I think that's how Bear Warrior and Robot Beard started, was just getting it down on paper, and then they sort of evolved. Bear Warrior in particular was something that popped into my head right before I fell asleep. And then 8 or 9 rewrites later, it turned into what it is. But I think Glotion on that list was the only one. That was a phone call between the two of us.
Yeah, that was a quick turnaround, too. It was pretty much like, I think like a glow-in-the-dark product that they buy off of the television would be really funny. And then it's like, all right, well, that's already written and made, so let's just release it now. But yeah, I think that one of the things that we've developed in the, you know, the multiple years we've been doing this is just a trust in the sense of humor of the other one. So we can, it's all about getting that first version written. And then, you know, I'll get something down, Joey will get something down, and then we'll talk about it with the other person. And then we'll just, you know, completely put it onto them to revise and add or take
and
out
fix the parts that we do terrible at.
Yeah. Take out, like, take out the dead weight, or find a way to fix, you know, to elevate that to a better joke, and find places for, you know, other jokes to get inserted into. We want to make sure that things are tight and funny, or awkward when they need to be.
And then I think version 5 or 6 is when we start to take it personal.
Yeah, then a lot of times it'll go back to the first version of the script.
You're fucking wrong this entire time. What is wrong with you?
I really just liked what I wrote the first time. So yeah, I you know, it's very collaborative. It's you know, sometimes we're on the same page the entire time, and sometimes, you know, you have to fight a little bit for an idea or a joke that you really want in there. But in the end, you know, I think that we're both really happy with where they are before we go into any of the further stages, which is important because it keeps us invested in it throughout. You know, we want to make sure that I don't think there's something that I really want to do and Joey's not into, he's not going to really care about the art and animation side. And then if it's just something that I'm not caring about, you know, it's, you know, it may be subconscious, but, you know, in the back of my mind when I'm cutting it or editing it, I'm not going to maybe put as much care into it as I would. So
you keep those tally marks of all the stuff you hate that I like.
Oh yeah.
Just in the back.
You
like,
just
oh,
see
something.
My wall has gotten a bunch of like hand carved numbers and you know, in this length.
I think on the end of it, we usually are both on the same page with anything we make, really. It's like we find middle ground. And in the cases like Lawyer Up recently, the setup to the whole accident with the saw and all that stuff just wasn't working. And that's when the whole curveball of those two new characters was thrown in. So it's like, if something's not working, I think version like 5 or 6, we'd already rewritten it several times. Just, we weren't feeling it. So we just completely spun it around. So
and to go to back to the question, a lot of the new characters do come out of that, where it's just like, you know, all of a sudden we'll see this position that's available and kind of asking for some kind of weirdness that we can embody in somebody. So like sometimes a character is the reason a script is written. But in the cases of like from some of the upcoming episodes for people, Patches or Glowy, you know, those guys came in kind of later on in the process as like that nice twist or an elevated joke to get to really take the short in a different direction, an unexpected direction. And so it really just kind of depends. It's a short by short thing when we get to character development, everything. Like we kind of mentioned at the top of the show, we're really trying to develop more of a supporting cast going forward. So a lot of that is, you know, a conscious effort from the beginning of a script. We'll have an idea for a character and it'll be like, how can we get them into this world that makes sense, that doesn't feel forced, so that we can keep reusing them and not just have like a completely functional episode. That's the one thing that we don't want to do, is just have an episode that purely functions to introduce somebody to this other character that we're forcing in. We want to find a way that's funny and innovative.
Yeah, that 3 minutes is tricky, because in 3 minutes we want to get a story across, have multiple jokes in it, but you know, still be snappy. So I think if this were something like 10 minutes for Adult Swim, we'd have a whole different set of problems. But the web format just makes it, we have to get, you know, be snappy about it. So I'm not really sure where I was going with that, but I'm sure it was a good point.
All right, well, let's get to another question.
Another question sent in by Emil Cole, commented on our status. Why are all the dick holes round and not square?
I love this question.
I really like
this. It's like a super intense controversy on Mondo right now.
The best part is that they think that's off our radar, just a complete oversight. I think the square boner was sort of the twist in that really just, it made people angry.
Yeah.
Like they got mad about it.
Well, I'll let you feel this one, Joey, because you've spent hours and hours picturing this.
I've really thought a lot about Destructobox genitalia, and when we break it out, I don't think it'll be able to be on YouTube. Maybe a bonus feature on a DVD, but I'm thinking full frontal realistic nudity here, and I think it's going to be awesome, but I don't know how YouTube will really like that. But, you know, finding some pictures, cutting out some dick and balls, you know, realistic veins. Please cut out some of the parts of me really getting into how much I like dick and balls.
So that's a Boxcast exclusive. You listening to this are the only ones that know the reasoning behind the round dick holes with the square characters, is because the Destructobox characters, the Destructobox people, have realistic, real-world genitalia. Why is Phil's penis a box?
Shut up, that's why.
That's because it's the pants. The pants.
You got the dick pocket.
Yeah, his pants happen to be something that is limited to being square, but his penis is actually a real penis.
Physics.
That's a great question. Okay. I'm glad that we got to actually reveal that to people.
All right, next question. Jades wrote, "Hey guys, I've got a question. How much do you get for making your awesome videos? A lot of satisfaction? Personal pride?
Awkward looks from family and friends.
Yeah. Aside from that, not a whole lot else. I think the last 3 years, this has very much been a hobby and like a passion project for us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that we get no money from Mondo and being on Mondo, but it's...
What?
It's not...
Wait. We do?
I haven't told Joy about it yet. but it's definitely, you know, a drop in the bucket in comparison to what we've been doing and how long we've been doing it. And it's really, you know, would we like this to be our full-time jobs? I think that we would both say enthusiastically yes, but
unless my boss is listening, then no.
I don't care if my boss is listening. But that, I mean, we're definitely a ways away from that. I think that what you'll see from us, we're going to try to be straightforward with you if we're trying to make money off of you. And it's going to be like, hey, these t-shirts are available to you, or here's a DVD with some stuff on it. But I think a lot of that even is we don't have tons of money coming in to front that. So, you know, we're looking at avenues like Kickstarter, a lot of crowdsourced type of ventures. It's not even going to be money making. It's just going to be, you know, how can we get you guys more DestructoBox, and how can we get you more DestructoBox stuff?
Mm-hmm. Good question. Yeah. Good question.
We did get a recipe. Let's see. It's a great, great recipe for a quesadilla from Adam Mendelovitz. And we will be making quesadillas. and we will think about you.
Really didn't think we'd get a recipe, but thanks Adam. Know what I'm doing for dinner, so yeah. Cool.
And we do have more questions. We will get to those in future episodes of the Boxcast. We do not want to drag this out any longer than it has to be. There will be more of them, and pray to God they will be better. We will get used to this.
I really hope they get better.
keep checking these out. We're gonna have some of the voice actors that we work with on the show. Alex is going to be on. Brian's going to be on. It's going to be a fun time, and it's not all going to be, you know, us talking about, you know, what's going on with Mondo, what's going on with the show. It's going to be us having a good time and, you know, just trying to communicate with you and have you think about us more hours of the day than you already are.
Yes.
But thanks, guys, for checking us out. Go to destructobox.com if you want to be redirected to our Twitter, which is at destructobox, facebook.com/destructobox, and the episodes on Mondo Media's YouTube channel, youtube.com/mondomedia. Thanks for listening.
See you guys next time. Outro.
Hey, for those of you still listening, we're going to put secret things here every week that are super exclusive to the Boxcast. So
you got
to
talk quiet, though, because everyone else has left already.
Yeah, everyone else is gone. Look around you. People are staring at you because they want to know what the secret you're about to hear is. You know how we talked about that Godzilla promo that sort of spawned the whole series earlier in the episode?
Like the super old one. It's way cool.
Oh, yeah. And we are going to put that up online for you to see. And you are only going to be able to see it because you're going to have the super secret password and super secret URL to get to it.
So we make up that URL now.
If you go to destructobox.com/Godzilla, you will see an embedded video from Vimeo. And it's going
to
be
tricky to say.
Yeah. Shh. Quiet. They're hearing you. It's going to be password protected, and you are going to need this password to view the video.
Ooh, can I make up the password?
Make up the password. We already made it up. They don't know that we're making it up on the spot.
Oh shit. The password is going to be cheese log.
One word, cheese log. C H E E S E L O G. So go to destructobox.com/Godzilla. Type in cheese log, and you can see the promo that started DestructoBox. Thanks for listening, guys. We will probably do this again.
We'll probably do another awkward outro.